COVID-19 affects everybody, old and young. But for teenagers trapped at home all summer, it's even more excruciating. The letdowns seem never-ending. Events young people look forward to all year are canceled. Prom, graduation, senior trips. Then comes the summer and vacation cancellations. No more camping trips with friends, concerts, or movies. Reporter Tessa Paoli talked to teens in Plumas and Sierra counties to see how they were coping during the summer of pandemic.
Hi, girls. Downtown Downeyville in Sierra County is usually packed with tourists in the middle of the summer. But this July, it's quiet, and so are the teenagers. Mia Martinelli's 14 and envisioned the summer after her first year of high school filled with hanging out with friends and shopping sprees in Reno. But the pandemic has changed a lot of her plans.
My parents are very loose about it, and then it hit them and they were like, you can't go outside, it's too dangerous. I didn't see her for a month and a half.
She's talking about her best friend, Isabel. They're in the same class at Downeyville High School and live across the street from each other. They weren't allowed to hang out inside until recently. So they'd say hi and chat outside their houses, 6 feet apart, with a fence in between them. Isabel could not get used to it.
She would be there, like, waving at me. And I was like, we're so close, but, like, so far apart.
And for Mia, too much time at home without seeing friends took a toll.
I was kind of losing my mind. I got in trouble a lot. My attitude changed. So I got my door taken off. I was very rude and I would slam it all the time. So yeah, that happened a couple times.
James White has also readjusted his expectations for the summer. He just graduated from Quincy High School and was looking forward to a busy, fun couple of months before leaving for the University of Nevada to study animal science.
It kind of hit me like a wall because every single thing I've done up to this point has been working toward, you know, graduation, the county fair, all of those things, and that had kind of been taken away one by one by one.
The Plumas Sierra County Fair in Quincy wasn't just a social event for James. The 17-year-old had been raising and showing rabbits and poultry for years and was looking forward to his last county fair before moving to college.
Yeah, I raise fancy breeds of chickens, a little fancier.
But James still isn't sure if he'll be able to move to Reno and live in the dorms for his first semester. It all depends on the COVID-19 numbers.
I've lived in Quincy my whole life, a really small town, and I'm excited to go out and see the world and experience diversity and all that.
While events were getting canceled for most teens in Plumas and Sierra counties, 17-year-old Tyna Farmer was making things happen. She heard about the Black Lives Matter movements all across the country after George Floyd's death and thought, why not Quincy? She decided it was time to visibilize the racism she's experienced in her hometown her entire life as a Black person.
I've just kind of watched and let it happen, and then this year I was kind of like, nah, like I'm speaking up, I'm going to call attention to the racial injustice.
Tyana's friend Tristan McMichael, who's a senior too, stepped in to help organize the protests for June 5th and spread the word.
Just kind of shared a flyer out and it went everywhere, like we didn't expect.
Quincy viral.
Hundreds of people in masks holding signs showed up in support. Tyana read a powerful poem and gave a speech about her experience in Quincy's mostly white schools.
Be grateful, brown girls. Your voices are so loud. They have the power to challenge hate.
There were literally people playing music. There were people dancing. Like, it was awesome. It was so nice, and so many people came out to show support.
But even after organizing a huge protest on their own, Tyan and Tristan are also very aware that their last summer before graduation is being spent at home in lockdown.
It's our, you know, our last summer of being an actual legal kid.
I'm living it up.
I know.
Tyan is waiting patiently for the pandemic to be over so she can take one of the most important tests for all high schoolers, the one to get her driver's license. Tessa Paoli, Cap Radio News.